Stephen says, frankly, Kim, Giff Johnson sounds to me like a propagandist for the United States. Seriously? I think the United States can get better propagandists, don't you, Stephen? Sarah Sheaf and I were wondering whether wieldy is a word, the opposite of unwieldy. David says, of course it is. Which, incidentally, will please both the couth and the gruntled. Reminiscences of Dennis Glover. A memory of Dennis Glover from a party my father gave in Wellington in the late 60s, at which Glover roared, "There used to be kings in Ireland once. Where are they now? Directing traffic in New York." Matthew says, my late father used to booze with Dennis Glover at the Midland Hotel in Wellington. He was apparently wonderful company. And another says, I remember Dennis Glover coming to a fourth form English class as a favour to the teacher, the son of the Speaker of the House at the time, around 1973. He read us one of his poems. I don't remember which one, but what did stick in my mind was that he was clearly a bit sloshed and had a little hip flask that he took a swig out of every now and again. He was accompanied by a minder, whom I assumed at the time was a daughter. No, that would have been Lynn, I think. Do you think, says another, with the demise of snail mail, compendiums of letters giving us insight to lives of note will disappear with the advent of email? Yes, I do think that. I should have asked Sarah. I suspect that the representatives, Glover and Kerno and Sargerson et al., of the last generation of letter writers, unless there's anybody out there who's reviving it single-handedly. RIP news has just come through. Professor James Flynn has died. Emeritus professor at Otago University. He was an internationally renowned expert on intelligence. He was 86 years old. He'd been teaching until very recently. Best known for the Flynn effect, which is the measurable increase in intelligence test scores in many parts of the world. When IQ tests are initially standardized using a sample of test takers, by convention, the average of the test results is set to 100, with the standard deviation set to 15 IQ points. And when IQ tests are revised, they're again standardised using a new sample of test takers, usually born more recently than the first. And again, the average result is set to 100. So when the new test subjects take the older tests, in almost every case, their average scores are significantly above 100. That's the Flynn effect. RIP, Professor Flynn. Thanks to Professor Jamin Halberstadt, head of the Department of Psychology, for letting us know that. And commiserations to Professor Flynn's family. It's 5 minutes to 11. We were talking about nobody writing letters anymore. And few of you indeed write me actual letters these days, except Peter of Wyndham, who for years now has been penning me letters, some of which I read out. And here is one. Says, I felt I should wish you the merriness of the Christmas before it becomes too late. It's been a colourful year, with the smoke from Australian bushfires and then a flood. It never came into the town because we evacuated anyway. And now the COVID thing. A while back I was substantially unwell from a leaking heart valve. They put me on pills. I can't swallow pills. So I dissolved them in hot water with orange juice, and now I am fit and well. A year ago, I turned 65, and I went on to superannuation, and this gives me nearly twice the money I was getting on the invalid's benefit, which I've been on since I turned 18. So finally, enough money to do things. What I always wanted to do was to write and draw a comic book, a reworking of the 1940s Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. So I'm doing that now. I still write to everyone with impulsive thoughts I wrote to Contact Energy and suggested that they take the cents off their bills, just round them up to the nearest dollar. I think we need a book that describes what common sense is. I've been thinking about the origin of the universe. The scientists are fixed on a big bang, but they assume that right from the outset the universe was three-dimensional. And I'm wondering if it began as one dimension and then grew into two dimensions and then three and then went bang. Anyway, I'm no fan of Christmas. It's a schmozzle. One never knows where anyone is or what's open. And if God wanted heaven on earth, he's had 2,000 years to do it in. I think he's passed his reasonable time, as expressed in the Consumer Guarantee Act. We'll just have to be good without him. Keep well. Flourish modestly and savour the fun of curiosity while you can. Let there be light. Yours, Peter. And here is not quite a letter, but certainly a letterish email. In the wake of the interview with waste minimisation manager at Foodstuff, Francesca Goodman Smith, and she was talking about, you know, how not to let your carrots get damp. It all came as a revelation to me because, you know, my carrots were going off in a matter of minutes and now I've discovered they can last for days and days. And I received this from Vicky. It says, the major issue with keeping many veggies is the fridge. Look back at the way your grandmother or great-grandmother kept food. Many households back 50 years or more did not have fridges. For over 20 years... living permanently on a small sailing yacht, neither did I. My husband and I ate well on our boat, learnt many tricks about how to keep everything when there's no cold storage. My suggestion to you is do not keep your carrots, nor any root vegetables, cabbage, cauliflower, citrus, apples, soft fruit, eggs, ketchup, mayonnaise in the fridge. As Francesca Goodman-Smith hinted, most vegetables and many fruits continue to sweat moisture when they are stored. The trick to preventing this, contributing to their decay, is to keep the products dry and take away the moisture. A cold cool fridge encourages moisture. Don't put them there. The best wrapping to use at room temperature are paper towels and or paper bags or newspaper. The paper absorbs excess moisture. A final comment addressed to Francesca Goodman-Smith. What she's doing sounds exciting and a positive step to reducing food being thrown away. But in the New World Store in Nelson, the produce section has recently been altered to bring in misting technology. Every minute or so, water is sprayed over the produce, and this is the worst possible way to keep produce fresh, reduces the long-term keeping qualities. As I have indicated above, the most important feature is to stop produce going off is to keep everything dry. It does seem counterintuitive, right? Nah. Here's a nearly met story. It's from Roger about Dennis Glover. There was a Charles Brash commemorative weekend in Dunedin in 76 or 77 when I lived there. And everyone who was anyone in New Zealand letters was there, Dennis Glover included. Despite his uncomplimentary remarks about Charles Brash, though I was too young and scared to talk to many of them, I'd been engaged to sing two song cycles, one of Brash settings by a newly arrived English composer who really didn't get it, but let a veil be drawn over that. The other was the Lilburn Glover Sings Harry, which the poet was known to dislike, calling the music Icing on My Rock Cakes. Knowing how Glover had noisily walked out of a performance of Ross Harris's Arrowhatta Bill years before, I was in some trepidation seeing him sitting in the audience, and I needn't have worried. He slipped out quietly before I began. But in Marama Hall at the University of Otago, there are glass doors at the back of the auditorium, and as I declaimed from the stage, I could see Glover outside on the banks of the Leith, pacing up and down, chain-smoking furiously. So I never quite met him. P.S., of course there's the word wieldy, and I was most gruntled to hear you use it. Tex says, lots of love for Teeks, lots of love for Ben Ference also, but this is the kind of typical of the text that have coming through for Teeks. It says, I've been feeling sad and missing my father who died 6 years ago. And I've had the feeling I need to cry, but not able to. And the first few bars of your music I heard this morning, the tears could flow. Thank you so much. I feel filled with love and joy while crying, which is exactly what Teeks was talking about. Perfect.